lovely.
I'm outside the National Theatre on the South Bank with Hussein Ismail, who's organised the Love Theatre Hate Racism demonstration against the play England People Very Nice. This is the second demonstration he's held outside the National Theatre, and I'm hoping he can explain what's driven him to organise these events.
Well, I think we want, primarily we still want the debate. We've been refused the debate, we're consistently insisting on the debate at the National, with the public, with Nicholas Heitner, with Richard Bean, and we refused. We've invited Nicholas Heitner to come to community meetings. He's also refused those things without any giving any reason why he's declined the invitation, and we just want to press home the fact that we're not willing for our community to be vilified and demonised, and en route you humiliate and abuse other communities like the Jewish community, the Irish community and the French, who are all called frogs. And I think that's just irresponsible. Nicholas Heitner of the National Theatre wanted a national conversation over this. But now he's running scared. He does not come and debate with us. He does not have this conversation about multiculturalism. I'm proud to be a multicultural Londoner, and I know why I'm proud to be that. I think the National Theatre is the least representative of multicultural London, and I think that's why they're running scared.
And Nick Heitner has said that he thinks the play makes fun of all types of racism.
No, it doesn't. I mean, the Hampstead Liberals are kind of just a bit stupid. Yeah. But then the Bangladeshi community is demonised. There's a whole hour on it. It's vilified. There's actually stereotypes in there which don't exist. So you're planting them in people's head. I'm a playwright. And also the fact that you plant things in people's head to kind of challenge them or deal with them. This is not exposing anything. In fact, it's actually consolidating it by making it humorous.
Yeah, and also, you know, he says it makes fun of everybody equally, but the cruelest thing that's said about white liberals is that they're living in the East End because they want to be trendy.
Yes, that's it.
Ouch, that really hurts. Yeah. So, I mean, he certainly doesn't make fun of himself. He's not included in the group of people who make it.
And he lived there for 4 years.
In Bangladesh?
No, in the East, Biffin
that's
Green.
That's what he said. He actually made that mistake at the talk back. Oh, did he by accident say Bangladesh for the East End for Shadwell?
He strikes me as trying to curry favour with the establishment. He sounds like he was a public school boy.
Grammar, he was from grammar school, he's from Hull.
That's what it strikes me. He comes from a working class background.
He does, he's a working class lad. I think he's been bullied at school.
He wants to be in the inner British circle, and he's trying to curry favour.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's castigating vulnerable groups to do that. And he's kind of contextualising by using history, saying, well, this is a bit of a history. Don't give me a history lesson. I know my history.
Yeah, but also, I object to the fact that people are lecturing on me on multiculturalism who have the least idea about multicultural London. It's one of the most exclusive groups that run the National Theatre. Sorry, I'm from East End. I'm working class. I'm another background apart from English. I live with English people. I live with Bangladeshi people. Oh, I'm Bangladeshi. I live with Jewish people there. I live with Irish people there, Eastern European. And they live on my estates. And so I don't need lectures from people who have no idea about multiculturalism.
And what about those who say that it's perhaps sort of illiberal or intolerant of the free speech of the playwright and the theatre to protest against an artistic expression like this?
Well, we have the right to protest and challenge what we see as racist rubbish. That's the way we've created a multicultural society and a tolerant society. Because you remember in the 70s, anti-Irish racism through jokes was, you know, it's like drinking water. It was so normal. It would be in the respectable press, it would be on TV, you would have Burning Manning. If those weren't challenged, which we have as a result of free speech, so when you put something on, you should expect challenges. And that's what kind of we have in this country, fortunately. But the thing is, if you're not going to let people in to challenge you, then we don't have free speech, really, in this country.
Now, at the last platform debate between the playwright and the director, you interrupted that and made a challenge. And now you haven't been admitted to the performance this afternoon. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it seems like they cannot handle someone like me. Because I think for their... It seems like a kind of bit of fun. It's not to do with real life. For me, it's about real life and how we forged a multicultural and a vibrant East End, which these people think is a kind of bit of a laugh and a nice kind of bit of exotica to come and see. And if you're kind of lucky, let's go down Brick Lane and have a curry. It's more than that. It's far more interesting, far more vibrant. And I think, you know, Nicholas Heitner said, we want to make... The problem with the National is it's a bit bland. And I think this is the only way they get their kicks. And it's at our expense. You know, we...